Hello, welcome to Little Shock Finland. I'm Dave Pearce, and today I'm joined by Alstorm at Hammerfest 9. How are you guys?
Oh, very well. Finland, did you say? Finland?
Little Shock Finland, yeah.
Oh my goodness. You don't sound Finnish.
No, I'm not, no. Oh. The CEO is. Which bands would say inspired and influenced you?
For me, it was Alstorm when they went, "Do you want to play drums?"
I don't know. Everything inspires us. Like, literally everything. Like, you walk down the street and the laughter of a child or the woof of a dog inspires us.
The honking of a bus.
Just everything.
The coughing of an emphysema.
All the stuff.
How would you describe your style of music for anyone who's never heard the band before?
I don't know, like, what...
I think we're a bit eclectic these days.
I don't think we fit in a genre anymore, and I think that's why we keep getting booked for random different events at, like, you know, summer folk metal festivals.
Because we always used to get sort of pegged as, like, the folk metal bands.
Yeah, all the Turisas and the Enziferum crowd.
We don't sound remotely like that at all anymore.
And then last year we went off and did a gig with Flogging Molly, and now we're playing Warped Tour, so I guess no one's quite sure what our music is, and neither are we, to be honest. Long may it continue, indeed. We'll just keep doing what we're doing.
You've been touring in Canada. How's the tour been so far?
It was the shortest tour ever. We flew to Canada on last Wednesday, Thursday?
I lost track of days.
It's Saturday today, right? Oh, yeah. We flew to Canada on Monday. Yeah. We played Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, flew home on Thursday, and now, Friday we got here, Saturday we're here.
It was a replacement for an original tour anyway, because it was meant to be in the North American tour last time, but Chris couldn't leave the country due to green card things.
Due to illegal things that he had done.
That's a case we can't talk about.
So Canada was nice, but it was just cold and quick, and now we're in Wales, and it feels like it's the same tour, and it wasn't, because that was Canada and this is Wales. But apologies if we come out on stage tonight and say, "Good evening, Toronto," or something. We're still not quite sure where our heads are.
For the set list, how easy is it to pick the songs?
Usually crowd reaction, you know, we kind of know which ones everyone likes and stuff, and then maybe occasionally if there's one we haven't played in a while, we'll throw it in.
There's a certain element of, "I'm really sick of that, let's just change that."
Like songs that we actually like ourselves sometimes we throw in, you know, just to but I don't know, when it comes down to it, you play your best ones, or, you know, if it sets a bit longer, maybe I'll play an epic one at the end that, you know, it really depends on something.
It's getting tougher these days, because, like, with the album and stuff, we're going to have to start dropping ones that people expect to hear.
I know, we've got a new album, so it's all going to be very, like, you know, we're going to start playing this one, and people are going to miss the one that we replace it with.
Yeah.
We should probably just have had the one album and just keep touring forever.
It would be nice if we have like a day when we can go, we could actually make a pretty good set list out of crap we're not playing.
It's a good sign when you can do that.
Yeah. Fan question, what do you do to relax before going on stage?
Seriously.
Well, that's just you.
Scratch a dog.
Usually,
I have to warm up.
We usually sing national anthems.
Oh, that's true.
To warm up our voices.
Yeah.
Sing along to some of our favourite national anthems and drink, I guess, quite a lot.
And try not to drink.
Do a couple of hours of press in the afternoon. That usually gets me all warmed up for a show.
So, sometimes it turns to drinking. I say that because I've got two drinks.
What sort of songs are we expected to hear tonight?
All the classics, and then a few more, because I think we're playing for an hour and a half, so you get the back catalogue tonight.
Excellent. Looking forward to that. You have a new album out coming on May 26th.
That's correct.
Called No Grave But The Sea. How do you think the production went on that?
Oh, it's brilliant. We flew to Florida and stayed in like this really luxury house for a month. And it had a swimming pool, and it was in January.
Going home, it was horrible.
Oh.
While everyone was at home freezing, we were living it up in Florida. So But the actual, yeah, the songs were good too.
I was only like recording for like 3 days, something like that.
I was only recording for about 9 hours.
Yeah, that wouldn't have worked for me. I was pulling myself senseless day one. Yeah, it was horrible. Had a curry the night before, it didn't agree with me.
Oh, blonde.
But inside out for about 3 hours and then...
The rest of the time we
stripped
swam.
Back to recording.
We swam and drank and walked around and ate American food.
Nearly burnt the house down.
Good times.
Some eventful stuff then.
Yeah, it was good. Good. Oh, and we recorded an album while
we
were there.
An album as well. Only a little thing in the corner
just
there.
Just the little bit we did on the side on our Florida holiday. Yeah.
How does the new album compare to the last one?
Not a great deal. They're just different songs.
Similar length.
This one was recorded in America, so it's going to sound slightly...
It's going to have high-rising terminal.
West of the Atlantic, rather than the other one.
It's a bit more of a twang.
Yeah.
I think it's... I don't know. I like the last one.
It's one of those things, I always just say to people, when people say to me, how good's your new album and stuff, it's just like, did you like all our other ones? Yes. You'll probably like this one too. Yeah. You know, I'm not saying it sounds exactly the same, but I mean, it's Ailstorm.
Yeah.
It's just people come and go, oh, it's the best thing we've ever done. It's so much better than other crap. It's like, I thought our other stuff. This one's kind of more of the same, but also not.
Yeah. What was the inspiration for the album cover? Or did you have anything to do with that?
Well, to be honest, we'd had the same album cover artist, man, what do you call them? Artist. For many a year, you know, like our last like 4 albums. And then this time we decided not to have him. And then I think we just messaged him and said, for this album, we want to kind of, because it's no grey but sea, so we want a kind of an underwater thing. Yeah. So just do what you can with that. And then he said, how about this? And we went,
That's good.
expecting us to go like, yeah, it's okay, could you maybe change everything? But no, we actually went, you're a very good artist, Mr. Dan Goldsworthy, who's from England, actually.
Here is some money.
Here is some money, thanks for that.
Our contract is now complete.
Yes. And then there you go. It's...
Yeah, right. If you have any, what is your favourite song off the new album?
That one that's us, and then there's the one that's the album title.
No great, but see, I actually like that one. It's good.
Fucked with an Anchor's pretty good.
Fucked with an Anchor. That is my favourite song on this album, and I think it's going to be a lot of people's favourite song on this album, and I think it's going to make a lot of people go, Ailstorm, what have you done? This is shocking behaviour, and I'm throwing my CD in the bin, but yeah.
My child cannot hear it.
Yeah, but Fucked with an Anchor is the hit. It's the song. It's the one everyone...
It's the one to listen out for.
Yeah, it's the one we're going to be playing well into our 70s.
It's genuinely fun, though.
It's a good song. It's actually good. It's just rude. It's really bold, but it's good, you know?
Just a perfect song, really, yeah.
We've just like got to however many albums this is without actually swearing properly before, and then I went...
I think people always knew we were kind of bold, rude boys, but never just heard it straight on. But now it's like, yep, here's a song, and it's just incredibly rude, and
Right, final.
It's not child friendly.
Right.
Oh my god.
But we do have a child friendly version of the song called Flipped with a Sausage.
Flipped with a Sausage, that's it.
It's very.
Because we actually are aware that a lot of our fans have children, and because we get a lot of messages every day.
Our children, isn't it?
and they always kind of go, like, oh, my kid likes drink, or my kid likes Wenches and Mead, or something. I can't imagine ever getting the kid likes Fucked with an Anchor. You know, they think that's great. So we've got Flipped with a Sausage
flipped
to make
up
for that.
Flipped with a Sausage, man. Yeah. That's new.
Yeah, so if you have children yourself, then...
I've got two teenagers. So.
They're old enough for Fucked with an Anchor, I think.
They are, I think, yeah.
Sausage.
Fucked with a Sausage. The mid-range
version. Final one. What plans have you got for the summer? Any festivals coming up?
Download next.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's our next gig actually after this.
This is the first time we've ever done 2 UK festivals in a row.
Yeah.
Hammerfest, 2 months off, download.
Excellent.
Just general laziness on our part.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hellfest. Download, then we do Hellfest, Crash Pop. So somewhere else?
No. Three gigs in Warped Tour in America.
Yeah.
Which is going to last 50 days.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So
in that hot sun, you know.
It's in some places ludicrously hot sun. Yeah. Arizona, yeah. Nevada. Yeah,
I've been to Phoenix a couple of times. The first time I was ever there was like late October, and I went for a run and I nearly died. So this is going to be in June.
Just mid-June, so
nah. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're all going to boil alive in America.
Yeah, yeah, so come back like lobsters and
yep.
Perfect for the album, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Thanks for the interview. Is there any last words that you'd like to pass on to our readers and your fans?
Last words?
Well, we're going to need our last words after our month in the desert.
You might be after that curry.
I can curry smell curry. Actually,
yeah. That's delicious. The curry is delicious.
I would like some another curry. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much, guys.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you.